Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, December 17th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, First United Methodist Church Senior Pastor Valerie Englert. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1894, the conductor of the Boston Pops, Arthur Fiedler. On this day in history, in 1843, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is published. Kelsey Grammer played Scrooge in a 2004 film.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas, sir. Every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stink of holly through his heart.
In 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright's legendary airplane flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The world has never been the same.
On Thursday, December the 17th, 1903, news came clattering across the world's wire machines that two brothers from Dayton in Ohio had flown a curious-looking air machine over the beach at Kitty Hawk in North Carolina for more than a minute. The Wrights had developed a lightweight 25-horsepower engine, which provided a much higher power-to-weight ratio than anything that had gone before.
Number one on the charts in 1986, the Bengals, and Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Crossroads Church, 1501 Joe Ramsey Boulevard in Greenville, a Christmas carnival for special needs children and adults and their families, with a petting zoo, games, food, Santa Claus, bounce houses, crafts, a Christmas light trail, and a birthday party celebrating the birth of Jesus. For more information, call 903-327-4050. 903-327-4050. Or see events at KETR.org. A special needs family Christmas carnival at the Crossroads Church in Greenville, Saturday from 3 to 6. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, Valerie Englert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Valerie was with us not too long ago. We were talking about Christmas and the various aspects of Christmas and wanted to continue that conversation. What about the commercialization of Christmas? Now, I will tell you that I'm of a certain age, and I've been around a little while now, and we were talking about the commercialization of Christmas when I was a child.
Yes.
And before we turned on the mics, we were talking about Peanuts and the Charlie Brown Christmas, the television show, which was produced when I was a little kid. And the whole theme of that is Christmas is too commercial.
Right.
So it's that notion has been with us for quite some time.
It's been with us for quite some time. And, you know, I think that there's a point here at which we need to kind of own ourselves, the commercialization of Christmas and our participation in it. You know, Christmas will cease to be commercial when we stop participating in it. And as many of us know, that's not easy to do, to just stop, because this is a culture in which we live. It's a culture in which we participate in. I think that there are, as Christians, that there are some practices going way back in the church that we have forgotten about, that for one reason or other we don't practice, like, for instance, having church services on Christmas Day, whether or not it is on a Sunday. There are other parts of the world, in the Christian world, where a Christmas Day without a worship service and without the bells tolling, so to speak, is what makes the day a special day. It is a feast day. And here in the United States, I think in our practice that we have forgotten about that. As a pastor, I kind of like not having to worry about a worship service on Christmas Day and having the time with my family.
Sure.
But there are aspects like that that I think can really enrich our practice. But also, I think we need to give ourselves a break. Mm-hmm. We can spend a lot of time and energy beating ourselves up because we feel like we're not living up to this ideal expectation of who we should be as Christians.
Mm-hmm. And now, Santa Claus, as much as we love him, sort of adds to the commercialization aspect as well. But then we were again talking this great figure from history of Saint Nick.
Saint Nick is a very compelling person going way back in our tradition, going back to perhaps the 3rd century during the persecuted church. He was bishop. He was a bishop in the Mediterranean, and the story is that there were some very poor young women in a village who could not be married off because they had no dowries, and he provided the dowries for them anonymously. And so the model in St. Nicholas is self-giving and giving of self and resources without expectation of recognition. Mm-hmm. And that's a very strong message, I think, that can help us reappropriate how Santa Claus appears in our Christmas celebrations.
Mm, sure. What about the war on Christmas that we hear about? And a lot of people feel as if they're somehow not allowed to say Merry Christmas or what have you. What do you think about that?
Yes. I understand that there is a sense that in corporations and in institutions, because of hesitation about offending anyone, that we go to a phrase like "Happy Holidays" and we don't use anything religiously specific. But what happens there is that it all gets mishmashed together. All of these wonderful traditions that occur during this time of year, whether it be Hanukkah or whether it be Christmas, whether it be Kwanzaa, they all get mishmashed together into this one Happy Holidays. And then we don't have the beautiful particularity of each of these traditions and then the opportunity to learn about those traditions, which, by the way, can really enrich our own practice of our own traditions.
So let's celebrate them all, or recognize them all, respect them all.
Yes, recognize them all, respect them all, and also, I think, draw a little bit of assurance that in recognizing other traditions, that it doesn't denigrate our own tradition, that we are free to practice our tradition as deeply as we like.
Well, if we don't talk again before the day, then Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, John Mark.
Valerie Ingert is the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us
again
this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.